Title: HHSOIG signs off on Substance Use Recovery Incentive Program. Content: On March 2, 2022, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office of the Inspector General, the OIG, issued a new advisory opinion, AO22-04, related to a program through which the requester would provide certain individuals access to digital contingency management, CM, and related tools to treat substance use disorders, program. The OIG advised that it would not impose administrative sanctions under the Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS, or the Beneficiary Inducements Civil Monetary Penalty Law, CMPL. The requester, a digital health company, offers a program that uses smartphone and smart debit card technology to implement CM for individuals with substance use disorders, addressing aspects of these disorders in ways that conventional counseling and medications often cannot. The requester makes this technology available to individuals who meet certain requirements through contracts with a variety of entities, such as health plans, addiction treatment providers, employee assistance programs, research institutions, and other treatment providers, customers. Individuals, members, are customer or self-referred, and are subject to a structured interview using the American Society of Addiction Medicine Continuum Triage Tool before participation in the program. The requester's enrollment specialist, under the guidance of a licensed clinical supervisor, determines the type of services and frequency of recovery coaching using an evidence-based, automated algorithm. The program technology establishes the schedule of expected target behavioral health events, objectively validates whether each expected event has occurred, and, if it has, promptly disburses the exact, protocol-specified incentive to the member, using, where appropriate, a progressive reinforcement schedule. The program is not limited to treatments or federally reimbursable services. It also includes, among other features, support groups, medication reminders, and appointment attendance verification. For those that do include federally reimbursable services, the requester advised that such services may be furnished by a customer. Incentives from the program are provided to members via a smart debit card. The card includes abuse and anti-relapse protections, e.g., it cannot be used at bars, liquor stores, casinos, or certain other locations, nor can it be used to convert credit to cash at ATMs or gas stations, and allows the requester to monitor use. Incentives are capped at $200 per month and $599 per year. Individual incentives are typically relatively small, at $1 to $3. The requester receives fees from customers on either a flat monthly basis, per eligible, active member, or a pay-for-performance model, in which requester is paid upon a member achieving certain agreed-upon targets for abstinence. The requester certified that the aggregate fees are consistent with fair market value and do not vary based on the volume or value of business generated under federal healthcare programs. Instead, fees are based on the service configurations being purchased and the intensity of behavioral targets that are planned for each member, as well as whether a member is low or high risk, and in or out of treatment. OIG concluded that two streams of remuneration potentially implicate the AKS and CMPL. First, customers pay requester a fee to provide services, some of which could incentivize a member to receive a federally billable service. Second, some of the fees customers pay to requester get passed on to members as CM incentives for achieving certain behavioral health goals, some of which may involve services that could be billable to federal healthcare programs, e.g., a counseling session, by a particular provider or supplier, which could be a customer. OIG noted its long-standing concerns relating to the offer of incentives intended to induce beneficiaries to obtain federally reimbursable items and services, as such incentives could present significant risks of fraud and abuse. The OIG concluded that the program presents a minimal risk of fraud and abuse and declined to impose sanctions, providing four justifications. The requester certified that the program is based in research and provided evidence that CM is a highly effective, cost-efficient treatment for individuals with substance use disorders. Therefore, the OIG decided that, taken together with the other safeguards,